USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at ImmuneCorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmuneCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request by Texas Democrats to allow all of the state's 16 million registered voters to vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic. The denial is not the end of the ongoing battle over mail-in voting in Texas, but it remains a loss for Democrats who made the emergency ruling request while the original case is tied up in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Justice Sonia Sotomayor urged the lower court to consider the case well in advance of the November election. Voting by mail in Texas is generally limited to those 65 or older, or those with a sickness or physical condition that prevents voting in person. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The pandemic has hit many industries hard, but USA's Chris Barnes reports on one sector that's been seeing things go swimmingly for the past few months.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Like the bicycle industry reported earlier this year, businesses that build pools and hot tubs and spas have been seeing a recent renaissance, mainly due to American families spending so much more time at home. Industry groups say demand for both below and above ground models and pool equipment and services started to grow quickly in April after widespread restrictions took effect. Nationwide pool dealers have been swamped with new business, pools selling out at a lot of retailers. Metro Pools in Kinnelon, New Jersey says it fielded 1,000 pricing requests over the spring, compared to an average of 30 pools it would build over an entire season. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA and the Players Association said 16 players tested positive for the coronavirus in the first wave of mandatory tests done in preparation for the restart of the season. Those 16 players were part of a pool of 302 tested. That's a rate of 5.3% of positive tests league-wide. Any player who tested positive will remain in self-isolation until he satisfies public health protocols for discontinuing isolation and has been cleared by a physician. The NBA season is scheduled to resume July 30th, with 22 teams participating in Orlando. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.